There is just a level of total disdain and distrust with Washington, D.C. right now. So you've got a tough battle with a certain group of people to convince them that this is a good deal.
Oh, exactly. And I share that same concern. And that's why I actually have sat down and actually read TPA. And any one of your listeners can go online at gov.usa, I think it's the website, and read H.R. 1314, and that's what we're voting on today. And there's nothing about immigration in there. There's nothing about sovereignty. It is the process by which Congress will consider deals and by which we put guardrails around the president's foreign policy and says you have to meet these objectives. And what is finally happening is there'll be some transparency. All trade agreements in the past, the U.S. public did get to see them. In many cases, under this law, this requirement will be once the president completes any trade agreement with another country and wants to submit that for approval to Congress, it has to be approved by Congress. There's 60 days before it's made public before he can even sign that. That's never been the case ever in history. And then there's 90 days before Congress can actually vote on it.
And I need to share this with you because we have had a lot of phone calls. It's just been unbelievable on this one issue.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Ryan, he said Pelosi, the joke is, and Ryan said this Obama trade moment, it's declassified and made public once it's agreed to. It's almost like we got to vote for it so we can find out what's in it.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing agreed to. There's nothing been agreed to with these countries. For instance, there's negotiations that are ongoing, and currently, Kansans, we sell a lot of beef that goes into Japan. And you know what is unfair is the current trade status, the current regime, the current way that's handled. If you're an Australian beef producer, you get easier, cheaper, lower taxes to access the Japanese market. And they have like a 20% higher tax rate on Kansas beef to go in Japan. I think that's wrong. I think it's unfair. And I met with the U.S. Trade Representative yesterday, and right now they're trying to negotiate with Japan as part of an international agreement to lower taxes on beef to go into Kansas. I think that's a really good thing.
I'm just telling you what I think, and also how do we know we can trust Japan and Malaysia and all these other countries when previous trade agreements, we've been screwed on them?
Well, in terms of Kansas products, we have not. Every trade agreement that I know of for the last decades has been a winner for Kansas, and not just for agriculture. It's a winner for your light bulb producer there in Salina. It's a winner for large and small manufacturers. I mean, the question I have, and I debate with my colleagues, is can America compete? Can Kansas farmers do a better job of producing beef more efficiently than those in Australia or those in Canada? Or those in Japan. We can. Every one of these countries make it hard for us to sell our stuff over there. And what these agreements are going to do, again, they're not finalized, they will lower the barriers, lower the taxes for Kansans to sell things in these countries. But every one of these things will have to be approved by Congress. There's nothing about amnesty in a proposed TPP, and I have actually gone in, and I think that every member of Congress should actually go in and look at the current status of negotiations with the under this TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is a 12-nation ongoing negotiation, and what is in there is good for Kansas beef. We get to sell beef more cheaply into Japan. We're going to have more money in the pockets of Kansans because of this.